Welcome back to another week at Drone DJ. Now, we're really hoping to bring you some news other than DJI, but unfortunately, we just haven't seen anything, you know, especially from Drone DJ's site this week. We're just seeing all the new releases and all the new updated leak information. Plus, there is the new DJI Enterprise event, which, you know, everyone has seen that on March. It's happening on March 21st. So today, we're going to talk about what is happening or what is expected with March 21st event on a new enterprise drone. And then we'll also have some new updates on the new Mini 3 leak. So turning to Kirk, what do you think about this new enterprise drone? And let me share this picture. I have to say, this is actually a very interesting picture.
I like how we're kind of, last week, if you guys remember, follow Apple stuff, we had the Fat Mini. And this time we kind of have the big Mavic. So I feel like there's a trend going on in the tech community of bumping up of smaller products into more professional products. But this is it's interesting. It definitely is a cross between, you know, the Matrix, you know, 300 or 300 and the
Mavic 3. Like, yeah, the size looks like the Mavic 3.
I would say it's probably gonna be bigger than the Mavic, 100% bigger. It definitely is more compact than what like N300 or RTK, stuff like that. So
it looks like it's two batteries at the back.
It does look like it's two batteries in the back. It definitely is probably not going to be as like customizable, I feel like, as N300, because it's just going to be smaller, more compact.
Sure. Yeah, you can't switch quick. Payload. Yeah.
We'll definitely see if you can switch payload or not. I mean, it definitely looks like it probably will be. You won't be able to. Two batteries, that's interesting to see. I mean, it makes sense to have, you know, hopefully they're hot swappable, you know, like you can not turn it off while taking one out. But you're probably gonna like this. I mean, this seems like you're up your alley. So
can I just say about the configuration? It took me a while to fully understand, because I was trying to look at it. Is it a coaxial, you know, which has 8 propellers, or is it a quad with the propellers at the bottom, until I saw the front picture? And then I realized, oh, it's the rear two motors have the propellers at the bottom.
Yeah.
And then the front two has propellers on the top.
It's going to be a little weird. I don't think you're going to be hand deploying this one out anywhere.
The clearance to me seems a little low for propellers to be mounted at the bottom.
So, it looks like there's landing legs on the bottom of the body on the back.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like very high. It's not like if you look at Phantom, right? Phantom mm-hmm. almost has like that cage as the landing gear.
Yeah.
And that's a good clearance. But for any Mavic series, DJI never had good clearance at the bottom.
It would be interesting to see. I guess they're like probably pretty much they're really trying to like compact it down for, you know, of course this is used for like first responders and stuff like that. So having to just like kind of like put this in like a squad car, you know, like a super mm-hmm. small compact area. It's rumored also that we'd be working with the new RC Plus controller that was hit the FCC database, you know, not that long ago. So this is definitely going to be more for the professional rather than the consumer market.
From aerodynamic perspective, because that seems to be, you know, DJI's new design trend this past year, right? It's improving the aerodynamic performance. So if you look at from that perspective, it makes sense to split what we call split the propellers or the motors on the different surface level. Because if mm-hmm. you look at the propellers, a multi-rotor, they spin in different directions, right? So if one is clockwise, the other one would be counterclockwise. So essentially, one is your pusher and one is your lifter. So it's not like a helicopter. You just have, you know, like one main blade generating lift. So from that perspective, it's good to actually split the surface a little bit. So your pusher and lifter are not on the same level. That way you're generating less of the air turbulence. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that was their thinking when they came up with the design. I mean, that's a question, you know, to DJI and someone a little more serious on the engineer side than, you know, than me just doing assembly of home-built drones. Plus, if you look at the rear, it looks like they have two RTK modules. You know, it's like those caps they have on the Phantom 4 RTK or the Mavic 2 Enterprise Advanced model. So it's definitely nice to have RTK, at least that gives you the reliability and precision, right, for flight path.
Yeah, this is going by a couple names. We've seen M400 RTK, M30, was it Mavic Enterprise Plus, I think was another one, or Enterprise Pro, something along those lines. Mavic Enterprise Max. that sounds too Apple. I don't think that's going to happen. You get a Max Pro chip in it or something.
Are we taking a poll on names? You know, is it like getting a new pad and let's see what name we should throw in the head?
I like Big Maverick. That one's. I'm down with that one, 100%. Big Maverick,
down to earth. Right.
there's not video, but there's an image of it flying as well. Which that's where you can definitely see like this definitely looks not small. I feel like, there's nothing really to give a perspective to it. I guess, but. It's
hard to tell from a 2D, you know, from 2D.
From 2D, it just, I feel like this is not going to be like a small, I don't think it's going to be really comparable to the Mavic. I think it's going to be definitely more comparable to the M300 when it comes to size-wise.
Looks like it definitely has multi-sensors. So it definitely has thermal. That's always, you know, the dual package with the Mavic 2 Enterprise. You have the regular camera and then you have the thermal. So it looks like it definitely has thermal. I wonder if it also had zoom, right? I wonder if it has three cameras on it, the thermal, the regular RGB, and then plus the zoom.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to be having dual gimbals on this one. Like on the M300, you can have like two cameras going on it. So
I doubt, just looking at DJI's product line, I doubt for the lower end, you know, product line, I doubt they're going to have a swappable gimbal or a camera on it.
It would be interesting to see if they make a swappable, but they don't give you one yet. And then they come out with like one in the future. Like, I mean, the images are
still there. There are also third party modifications, because if you look at Phantom 4, it's not a swappable camera, right? But there was a provider that came up with the multi-spectral camera for Phantom 4, and it's sold as like a specific model. And then later on, DJI released Phantom 4 with multi-spectral as well. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Because if you look at Matrix, even Matrix 300, you know, people think, oh, Matrix 300, you got swappable camera, great. But there's a difference. Is it swappable camera from DJI or, you know, a camera you still put on a DJI gimbal to attach to the drone? Or are we talking about a fully customizable payload that they can put anything you want, which is more in the realm of free flight, right? Let's say free flight Alta X or the Alta 8, then you're looking at more up that alley. It's like really, you really need to have a bigger drone in order to sustain that. So even with Matrix 300, yes, it can be interchangeable camera, but if it's not your own, then it's still all in that DJI ecosystem, right?
Yeah. If you zoom in there, like on the photo of this one right here, you can kind of see that gimbal is looks like a mini Zenboost, like kind of gimbal. Instead of it, you know, it looks like that. It doesn't look like the Mavic gimbal or the mini. Like I like the more commercial gimbals where they're more.
Yeah, it looks
built
more like
in.
The Matrix. Looks like more of the Matrix payload.
It doesn't look like it's built into the drone. It looks like it's kind of it has a little spot in it.
Yeah, because that round, you know, tube thing on the top, that's typically the adapter where you can take off the gimbal and swap and put different things, right?
It would be interesting if they come up with a new line of gimbals. I mean, I feel like it's just, I mean, it'd be nice if they just open this up that anyone can make one.
That's along the line. You're gonna have to decide, are you Android or are you iOS?
That's
right?
Fair. Yeah, I understand why DJI like won't do that, you know, for business purposes wise, but like, and then they probably will pull an Apple thing like, well, we make it safer. It would be interesting, you know, it'd be cool to see that they just, hey, yeah, this is the plate. Here's the SDK for, you know, communicating with the drone. And, you know, you just got to make sure it's within this size range and then you're fine. But it definitely looks like a mini Zenmoose.
And plus, last used to be just on Phantom 4, but now they're saying that it's for Phantom 4 and it's also for the Mavic 2 Enterprise Advance. So with the new Enterprise drone coming out, I'm going to say they're going to have Terra to be compatible with that too. I still want to see from software if DJI can really keep Enterprise, you know, if they can really provide one solution where everything is DJI. Because right now for enterprise, still most users aren't using Terra. Most users are using third party, right? Either Drone Deploy or Pix4D for capture and processing, and in some cases even just for processing. So it'd be nice to see if DJI really up their game, you know, in that whole software realm as well, not just the hardware.
Yeah. Do you wanna take bets on what's the name?
I wanna say it's gonna go more towards the Mavic series. I think we have to decide, is it more, you know, Mavic series, is it the Matrice series, or is DJI releasing a whole new series on its own, right? So mm-hmm. I'm gonna bet it's gonna stick to the Mavic series. What name, I don't know yet. We shall see.
I feel like it will definitely go towards, I mean, I personally, it'll go toward more of the Matrix lining. You know, what the number might be is up to grabs right now, but it definitely, it feels more like a M series, you know, Matrix series drone rather than a, yeah, but we should say we can put like a bet on
that. Pool app.
A little pool, yeah. There's also another product rumored to be being released at this event next week. Is a automated drone nest compatible with this drone, says Asal LV, the normal leaker.
What from the article here?
Yeah, it's on one of his tweets. It's other than that, we don't know anything about it. Like that's the only mention of this kind of like drone nest that's rumored to be coming out. No photos, no information. So I would definitely say that's much lower chance of being kind of rumored, because I mean it was rumored one day and then we got the event details, you know, like announced, and we have all these photos of this new drone, but nothing of this drone nest. So what, I mean, it'll just be, maybe it'll be a one more thing at the end. I don't know if DJI does that, but you know, it could be like a, oh yeah, we're working on this, maybe like a,
sounds like some kind of base. Right, where when they're saying a drone nest, to me it sounds like some kind of base. Where
similar to what Altel has, that their EV nest, I think they call it. Like, you know, we can kind of like land and charge, you know, and then take back.
Can I just say, DJI never had any luck with their chargers. Okay, anytime I buy a DJI drone or I get a new DJI drone, I always have, the first thing I do is I go on Amazon and I find the third party multi charger mm-hmm. for the drone. Because anytime you get the DJI multi charger, it charges the battery sequentially, one by one.
I actually check around and see if Altel has any, if anyone made one for the Altel Nano and Lite, because those chargers do the same thing. And I actually really do not like their chargers, because they're really cheap. Like it's just a little plastic strip you kind of like hang.
And it's
your
hard to believe,
on.
You know, like a manufacturer that can make really high end product like this and mm-hmm. pretty high tech product like this would screw up a charger. I don't believe that. So my bet is they're leaving some room for third party market, which is always mm-hmm. a good thing, right? Don't make everything yourself.
Yeah. So this drone nest is, you know, that's definitely up in the air. You know, maybe a development announcement. Like, hey, we're working on this technology, and then like nothing comes from it, but you know, maybe, or they sell it off to someone else, but yeah, or partnership with a third party, who knows.
And I also want to throw it out there, you know, I really want to see some updates from Skydio and Altel along mm-hmm. the same scale, you know, as DJI. I mean, spring is coming up, right? Mm-hmm. This is the time,
drone season
product. It is the drone season, at least for the northern hemisphere. Right? At least 60, for all of us, not in California.
It was 60 degrees yesterday. I wore shorts for the first time in like a month. It was glorious. I think I'm gonna go out this weekend and try to fly some drones. It's gonna be really beautiful this weekend. So,
and from all of us users, we want to see competition. I mean, come mm-hmm. on, we want to see Altel and Skydio put up a fight, put out something yeah. that's in the competitive range against, you know, the new DJI drones.
Altel's trying, I mean, with their new lineup of drones. So, I mean, obviously the first iteration is going to be rough, you know, rocky, and they're going to have to fight for their share of the market. But, you know, speaking with Maxwell, like their CEO, is like he wants to fight and he wants to compete. So Skydio, though, you know, on the other hand, like who knows what Skydio's up to.
Talk is talk. Right. Mm-hmm. Action speaks louder than words. Yeah. Mm-hmm. GoPro wanted to fight with their Karma. 3DR mm-hmm. wanted to fight with their Solo, right? The result wasn't that satisfactory.
Yeah. we'll see, you know, maybe in like another year or two, you know, maybe they come up with like a update rendition of their Nano and Light, or maybe they come up with a new Evo. He said that Evo 3 is coming. Just when it might come, who knows?
And they're also trying the enterprise market with their, I can't remember, is it Dragonfly.
That new one is huge, which
was actually a drone manufacturer in Canada. So I wonder how they're actually going to get the name on that. But that is a big enterprise one for long range. And it's it's a hybrid, a VTOL fixed wing.
So I
would applaud them to go the enterprise approach, because I have to say, DJI on the enterprise market, they don't have most of the market on the enterprise side. You know, there's still a large market share with Wincha, right? There's still a large market share with Skydio, even from the military and public safety side. Even Autel Duo has, you know, a good market share, and even Parrot Anafi, right? Especially that Anafi USA version.
Yep.
So enterprise market is definitely worth putting up a fight, because it's easier, you know, to put out a solution. It's not a fully saturated market.
And it's definitely, it's interesting with this. Yeah, they're bringing out this new enterprise drone in DJI, though. But it's, I mean, they can't sell this to the military, because, you know, there's concerns with the China relation there.
Public safety, they could, which is a big
for DJI. And that's where the fight is, I think, between DJI and Skydio and AFI and all those, is the local police departments, sheriffs, you know, state, or stuff like that, because. Yeah, they're not tied down by the federal regulations that you can't, you know, get that, you know, get DJI. So
yeah, and they're already a lot of them already using the enterprise, the Mavic 2 Enterprise Advanced, because it has the dual sensor.
Mm-hmm. I just thought, what if they just call this the M400 Mini? I saw the comment about the Mavic 3 Mini, the Mini Pro, and I'm like, oh wait, what if they just make this the M300 Mini? It just confused all the lineups, but
I just threw it in a comment there. Someone just said the Hubson, is it really called the Night King? And the reason I'm putting it there, because really, like Hubson, can I just say when I just started the training, we were actually giving Hubson drones to students just to, you know, get that hand-eye coordination, understand how the controller works. This, we're talking about like 7-8 years ago. So I see the Hubson name and it really brings back memory. Because those drones fly. I mean, it's like 5-6 minutes, you're out of battery, right? And it takes forever to charge. It was a terrible drone. But as a manufacturer, apparently they're still surviving, you know, along the toy line. Actually, that got me interested. I may actually just go grab a new Hubson drone and see what it's about. And maybe next week we come back and talk about, hey, we each get $100 budget and see what kind of, you know, little drone we
can. The Night King's gonna be, well, the Night King's $1,300. It's a serious drone. But I don't know that much about the stats of it. I talked with possibly getting a review unit of one of the husband drones and like trying them out and like trying out these cheaper drones, like not just like going through Amazon, just grabbing a bunch of like the $100, $200 drones and just seeing like what they are, and seeing if they're any good compared to like the Mini. So, but what options are out there?
I was looking into toy drones last week because I had to do some legal analysis work on the Canadian drone laws for, you know, the SEP 250, like the Mini 2 drone, because there was actually a piece of news talking about a new drone detection system that was being tested at actually Ottawa Airport, especially and also at the Parliament area during the whole, you know, like the Freedom Convoy protest going on in Canada right now. And the report came out and they said they were actually able to detect, and they had a list of all the illegal drone flights in like around Parliament Hill during that whole week of protest. And Mini 2 was basically right up there. So I had to do some legal work on the perception. Previous public perception was, if you fly a SEP 250 drone, as long as you do it safely, don't do anything stupid, you can fly anywhere. But actually, you're still restricted by military airspace and any restricted airspace. So you still can't fly in, you know, like Parliament Hill, on military base, prisons, and places like that. But what broke me is I also went and took a detailed look into, you know, the definition of what we call in US is the, unmanned aircraft systems, but here in Canada and ICAO in UN is the RPAS, remotely piloted aircraft system.
Yep.
Right. And if you really look at that definition, it includes the toy drones too.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder from a manufacturing perspective, like even talking about a retailer like Best Buy, if you put a bunch of these toy drones and you have them in your shop, right, and they're over 250, what's the liability that actually comes with that? I mean, it's still considered a drone if someone takes that out, buys for their kid, takes out to go fly in the park, right? I can just see liability.
Yeah, it's, well, I bet so many people don't know, because like in my city, like they're, you know, they have an RC ban in my city. So when the ordinance was written, it was tailored towards like remote controlled cars. Like you can't drive around in public property, like drive around baseball parks or whatever like that. But it's not specific enough. So it also technically covers drones.
So anything remote controlled.
Anything remotely controlled is banned in my city to fly on private property. So if I want to fly my drone, I have to like drive like 15 minutes from my brother's house, you know, and drive and fly in his backyard, which is covered in trees and power lines, which is totally not safe to drive the fly a drone, but I totally hovered it across the ground a little bit.
That's only if you stand on the property. So again, in states it may be a little different, but in Canada, even if you're 1 millimeter off the ground, mm-hmm. that's federal airspace, right? That's not property owners say.
Yeah, so I can fly.
Let's say if you stay somewhere else, if you stay on your own private property. And you fly a little off, you know, to the park next door. At that point, is it still prohibited?
Yeah, and it doesn't really matter that much anyways for drones, because I think like 80% of the city is covered by the airspace for the airport, so you can't fly anyways. But there's like one park that's like super nice. It's just, you know, I would probably never fly there anyways because it's super super populated, like a bunch of people. It's like the nicest. You know, beach.
But have you seen anything on social media of people posting their, you know, drone pictures or videos of places they weren't supposed to be?
Oh, yeah. I with my luck, I'd be the one to get caught and get in trouble. So I'd rather not do that. So I have to drive like 30 minutes away. It's really not that big of a deal, but like it kind of sucks. So.
Okay, so last one we're going to touch on, you know, there were some new Mini 3 leaks. I know we're all waiting for the new Mini 3. there were also some rumors on this wasn't going to be called the Mini 3. So I guess we don't know what the name is going to be.
It was the Mini Pro or Mini 3 Pro, I think was one of the box that we showed a little bit ago on the show, like a few weeks ago, where we were like questioning the integrity of the photo.
I also heard some through the grapevine that it's going to be more aligned to the Air series. So we don't know, like an Air Mini or something.
Air Mini. I feel like who knows? Because even Apple like screws up their naming scheme every so often. Like right now, I mean, like you have the Mini, you have the Air, and you have the Maverick, and they're like pretty three distinctive like lines. You know, like, the Mini is meant for, it's sub 250. And it's consumer oriented, and then you have the Air, which is that prosumer, more consumer oriented, but you can use it professionally. And then you have the Mavic, which is, you know,
more for the prosumer use.
It's very prosumer, like, but more towards the professional. I would say, like, Air is prosumer, but more towards the consumer side, and Mavic is prosumer, but more towards the pro side. So.
We'll see.
It makes sense to keep those names, but like, who knows? Like, even, you know, even Apple, like, well, like, who remembers like the iPhone X's that came out like those 2 years that like no one wants to talk about. But
I mean, everyone has a momentary lapse of reason at times, right?
Yeah. So who knows? Maybe they'll come out with like an Air Mini or something like that, which I think if they cut like with what this one is like, because they had the box with the Mini Pro, you know. Obstacle avoidance, maybe like much nicer, you know, video. I mean, maybe even because there was rumors about FPV Mini, and like there was kind of like cross, like there was disagreement between it being an actual FPV drone or it being a mini drone with FPV built into it. So maybe it'll be like a new product where it's like it's a sub 250 Air with FPV.
I would like to see the FPV Mini because it really comes down to the flight, like the flight characteristics, right? If it's FPV with the goggle, it's more geared towards flying, you know, through tight spaces and racing, you know, do different fun things versus a more stabilizing platform like a Mini or Air.
Yeah. So it would be interesting to see. But yeah, we have the new chassis though that got leaked. And it looks like we have a bigger battery. And possibly, you know, the front does look like it can still support that vertical gimbaling that you're looking forward to. So
yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I mean, I got that from the Anafi and I really liked it.
Mm-hmm. Why would a consumer need that? But hey, like I mean I'm not gonna argue with
it. Those perks.
Yeah, right?
We have it. I mean, do I use it? That's a different story.
Yeah. So I mean, it's like I'm not gonna argue with it, but like kind of feels a little weird they're gonna put that on a consumer drone and not put it on like, you know, the M400 330 big Maverick, whatever we're calling it. But who knows? So
we shall see. Well, it's certainly been, you know, exciting 2 weeks as we all gear up for the flight season. And I would say because the rumor is, you know, the new drone release is going to be in April for the, you know, Mini 3 or, you know, Air Mini or whatever name it's going to be, followed by, well, basically precedented by the Neo Enterprise release. And we shall see, you know, hopefully next week we come back, we can bring you either some more substantial news on, you know, the rumor drones, or I'm also hoping to see some kind of response on, you know, or action from different manufacturers.
Yep. Next week we will have a good show for you guys. So
stay tuned. We'll see you back here next Friday. Have a nice weekend.